Again, Merry Christmas, everyone. And praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever. It's always good for families to come together and celebrate great occasions. We do it all the time. We come together for birthdays and weddings, anniversaries and baptisms, first communions, confirmations, graduations, and so on. And today we, the family of the church, gather in praise and thanksgiving for the birth of Christ our Savior, Christ Jesus the Lord. Jesus, who as the eternal Word of the Father, was with God and is God for all ages, even before time. Today we honor the Word who becomes flesh and dwelt among us, the Word who came down from heaven, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, became man, and was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. And why? Why did he do this? What's the reason for his coming among us as a man? Quite simply, salvation. For your salvation and for my salvation. He came among us to show us by his own life and by his own words what you and I are to be as sons and daughters of God ourselves. And what do we see in Christ that we should see in ourselves? First of all, humility. Christ was humble, and being God from God, light from light, he humbles himself and is born as a man. We see Jesus embracing poverty, born of a poor carpenter and his wife, not attached to material things, but to things that are eternal. We see Jesus being obedient, always obedient to God the Father's will, but even as a child being obedient to his parents, his human parents, Mary and Joseph. We see in Jesus great patience that he has with his apostles, with his disciples, and with us. We see the perseverance of Jesus as he goes all the way to the end, even offering himself in the sacrifice of the cross. But most importantly, we see love. We see love. Christ is God, and God is love. You and I are made in God's image, but it's an image that we destroyed and continue to destroy by sin. But even though we destroy that image is restored by Christ's love, and the mercy that he extends through his love. With that, we see in Jesus those divine attributes of his that should be ours as well. We see in Jesus mercy and forgiveness. We see in Jesus healing and peace. We see in Jesus goodness, generosity. We see in Jesus wisdom and holiness. These spiritual qualities are indeed divine, but something that we too can acquire through grace and perseverance, the saving grace that was won for us by Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Jesus came that you and I might have life and have it in its fullness. He came to make all things new, including us. Without him, without Christ, without Jesus, nothing is good. Without Jesus, nothing is holy. Without Jesus, nothing, not even any human endeavor, is going to succeed. All things human apart from Christ are bound to fail, or worse, become harmful and destructive. And history, sad to say, has proven so. But today, brothers and sisters, we come to celebrate the good news of our salvation, the good news of our redemption. Christ is born, and you and I are being called by him to be reborn in him. Now, most of y'all who are here this evening are here every Sunday and every holiday of obligation. And you're here today, as always, to worship the Lord, to listen to his word, to receive the body and blood of the word made flesh, and to pursue a life of holiness and peace. I know, too, that there are some who are here tonight who are not here quite as often. But still, you know the importance of Christ in your own life. And you're here to honor and to glorify Christ and give him the praise that is his due. And that's good. There may be some present tonight whose faith has grown weak over time. And perhaps you don't practice the Christian faith as you once did. But you're here to be in the company of family and friends. Perhaps there are those who are here tonight who are not Christian at all. who've never practiced the Christian faith, but who likewise are here in the company of family or friends, or just might be here out of curiosity. But to all of you here tonight, I offer the words of Pope St. Leo the Great, who lived over 1,600 years ago. The words that he wrote back then are just as true today as they ever were. And St. Leo writes, "Today, our Savior is born. There can be no room for sadness when life has just been born. That life which overcomes all fear of death and fills us all with the promise and pledge of eternal life. No one," he says, "no one should feel excluded from sharing in such joy. Our reason for rejoicing is common to all, because our Lord, destroyer of sin and death, not finding anyone free from sin, has come to free us all. Let the just man rejoice as victory approaches. Let the Gentile and the non-believer rejoice, for he and she too is called by Christ to come to him. He and she called to life. For the Son of God in the fullness of time assumed our human nature in order to reconcile the human race with its creator. In the fullness of time, the Son of God has assumed the human nature in order to reconcile the human race with its creator." And dear brothers and sisters, that's exactly why we're here. Christ Jesus has come to reconcile us to God and reconcile us to one another. We live in a world that consistently separates itself from the Creator. And sadly, as we do so, we separate ourselves from each other. There is no love for God. There's no love for one another. That needs to change. Let there be no more estrangement from God. Come back to Him. Come back to Him with all of your heart. Turn away from sin. Pick up your cross and follow Him. Come to the sacraments, return to the sacraments and the active practice of the Christian faith. Let there be no more hatred or division from one another. As Jesus teaches us, love God, love one another. Seek after peace and pursue it. Be of good cheer, forgive, and do good for one another. Christ has called all of us to make this world a different place, a place where God is loved and obeyed, and a place where human beings are loved and served. As Christ Jesus was born into our world, so may He be born again in our lives as Christians. As the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace."